We're about to start a short hypnotic induction to help you to explore some themes from childhood experiences that will lead you into a past life image. So as we begin, just taking these first few moments to find a comfortable spot to sit or lay down, a spot where your body feels well supported. Grab a blanket, nice and warm, and just begin to settle into yourself. You don't need to go anywhere. Just start to feel your breath. Feel your body as you become more comfortable. And with your next inhale, breathing in a full, deep breath, holding it for a moment, holding it, holding it. And then as you release your breath, let go of the tension, the tightness, anything in the body. Another deep, full breath, breathing in, filling your lungs, feeling your chest expand. Holding it, holding it, holding it. And this time as you breathing out all of the thoughts that are spinning around, letting them all go. Letting them go so that the mind can be still and quiet, open and available for this experience. And again, deep, full breath in. Breathing in this time into your emotional body, breathing in, touching into your emotional being as you breathe in, noticing what's there, and then as you're breathing out, releasing whatever in your emotional being is ready to be released, so that your emotional self as well is a little calmer. A little more open, available. And perhaps you begin to notice that your breathing very naturally has started to become a little bit fuller, a little bit deeper. Feeling your belly relax so that the breath can expand your belly as you inhale and your belly can come to rest as you breathe out. So naturally, letting your breath be as it is. And as you exhale, giving yourself the suggestion that you'll become twice as relaxed as you were before. Twice as easy. And even more comfortable. Nowhere to go. Nothing to do. Just relax. Just feel yourself becoming more and more comfortable. And more at ease. And feeling in your heart of hearts, that deep, still place inside, that intention, that curiosity to explore some of the really important themes of your life that showed up so naturally in your childhood as the games you were interested in, the experiences that you most enjoyed. The stories you loved the best. Letting it lead you into a past life to gather some of your resources, your gifts, some of the things that are deeply important to you so that you can bring them into your present life, energizing those themes, your own special gifts and interests now. And so as we begin here, as the body is more and more comfortable and settled, as the mind is more and more quiet, feeling your mind attuning to this intention to step back into childhood, to explore some of the things that gave you joy, that were fulfilling, enriching. And just let your inner self now guide you back to some times in your childhood, some times that you were doing things that you really loved. Let your inner self begin to show you happy times and places, experiences. And just attune to the images and the feelings and the memories that begin to surface. And maybe you see yourself at home, in a special room or in your backyard. Maybe at school, on a playground, in a special place that you love to go. Just allowing these images, these memories, these feelings to flow over you. Notice whether you're alone or with friends, perhaps with a sister or brother or a favorite pet. Noticing about how old you are. What toys or objects are you playing with? And how do you play with them? What activities did you most enjoy? Did you love to be very active and running? Was there a particular scenario that you liked to play out? Perhaps being a shooter in the Wild West, or a healer, a teacher. What were your favorite imaginary games? What stories did you most enjoy? And what was your role? Did you dress up in any special way when you played? And who was your special friend? Perhaps someone that really resonated with the same kind of activities and games that you most enjoyed. Maybe you like to sit quietly or wander off yourself into the woods, watching the birds or the animals. And as you experience these different images and memories and the feelings connected to them, choose the strongest memory and go into it now. Bring in yourself there fully. And as I count now from 3 down to 1, bringing yourself really into that memory so you feel yourself right inside of that positive childhood experience. And 3, feel yourself attuning to that positive experience. 2, going into it even more fully. And 1. And now from inside of that experience, seeing how it develops, remember what it was like to be in that little body, the sense of movement, of fluidity and flexibility, that sense of innocent connection to the world, exploration, perhaps an inner sense of wonder, of stillness, connecting with those positive energies, entering into the world now, filling it out in your imagination, and letting your fantasy take over. That's right, really filling it out, remembering and imagining what it was like to be there, experiencing your favorite games, your favorite experiences, people, animals, places, the things that brought you the most happiness, the most joy. That's right. And now from there, just imagining those channels opening to a time in the distant past, letting yourself drift in to another earlier body, doing the same things that you're doing in that childhood memory. Feel yourself in a different time and place that's just like the game you created. Perhaps remembering snippets of dreams, of stories, of scenarios that you made up in your mind. Letting them all connect you to this origin, this past life image. Feeling this other body, the emotions, aware of your thoughts, and looking around now, noticing where you are, going more deeply into this scene and perhaps letting it take you into other scenes, images flowing from one to the next. Just experiencing it all. Knowing that your wise, deep inner self is showing you something really important. Some things that have been important and valuable to you in this lifetime and far into the past. Your own special gifts. Experiences and resources. And now choose one of the scenes where you feel the happiest, the most fulfilled, and immerse yourself in that even more fully, feeling the feelings, the sensations, seeing the world through those eyes, hearing with those ears, even feeling that air against your skin. Breathing it in. And then pausing that scene. And stepping out so that you can look at it from the perspective of the present while still seeing yourself in the past. And taking a moment to really connect in with what it is that's precious about this. taking a moment to discover something that you didn't know before. And then knowing that this is yours to keep, yours to have and to utilize, to integrate into your present world, your present life. And so bringing these images back with you now as you begin to reorient the present day. Taking a moment to feel your body here in this chair, this bed, wherever you're sitting or laying. A moment to stretch and move your body, feeling yourself this full adult here in the present. And when you're ready, a nice deep breath. Let it out and open your eyes. And now as you return, perhaps you'd like to get up and write something about your experience, beginning to include your left brain, your logical mind in this, so you're using even more of your brain to fully connect with and integrate the qualities that you've been discovering in this experience. Maybe you'd like to draw, to dance your experience, to express it in some way here in this world, this time, so that you can carry it with you into the future.